The next word is seen. The word seen can be translated into Russian as scena, pronounced scena. Here is a sentence using scena. На сцене играли актеры. Breakdown. На. Pronounced на means on or at. This is a preposition that is used to indicate location. Сцене. Pronounced сцене is the prepositional case of сцена, and it means on stage or on the scene. Играли. Pronounced играли is the past tense of the verb играть. Pronounced играть, which means to play. Актеры. Pronounced актеры means actors. Translation: the actors were playing on stage. Key concepts. Prepositional case. This is one of the six cases in Russian that indicate the function of a noun in a sentence. Past tense. Russian verbs have a past tense that is formed by adding a suffix to the verb stem. Variations. Сцена can also be used to mean scene in the sense of a part of a play, a setting, or an event. English/Russian word and pronunciation. Scene. Сцена. Сцена. The next word is safe. The word safe can be used as an adjective or a noun. We will use it here as an adjective, meaning free from danger or risk. Sentence. Эта улица очень high, безопасная. Белья пероге улока. / high. Breakdown. Это. Pronounced эта, this. Улица. Pronounced улица, street. Очен. Pronounced очен, very. Безопасная. Pronounced безопасная, safe, feminine adjective, agrees with. Улица. Для. Pronounced для, for. Прогулок. Pronounced прогулок, walks, plural. Translation. This street is very safe for walks. Key concept. Adjectives in Russian change their endings to agree with the gender of the noun they describe. Безопасная is the feminine form of the adjective, agreeing with the feminine noun. Улица. The masculine form would be безопасный. Pronounced безопасный. Variations. Безопасность. Pronounced безопасность, safety, noun. English and Russian translation and pronunciation. Safe. Безопасный. Безопасный, / безопасная. Безопасная. The next word is invite. The word invite in Russian is приглашать. Приглашать. You can think of this as to invite rather than the noun invitation. It's important to know that the verb changes slightly depending on the grammatical context. Let's look at an example sentence. Я приглашаю вас на вечеринку. Я приглашаю вас на вечеринку. Here is a breakdown. Я. Я, I. Приглашаю. Приглашаю, I invite. Вас. Вас, you, plural. На. На, то. Вечеринку. Вечеринку, party. Translation. I invite you to the party. Important note. In this sentence, the verb приглашаю. Приглашаю is conjugated to agree with the subject, I. The word, you, is plural because it is addressed to two or more people. If it were to be singular, it would be тебя. Тебя. Pronunciation. Я. ya sounds like the ya in yacht. Priglashayu. Priglashayu sounds like priglashayu. Vas. Vas sounds like vas. Na. Na sounds like na. Vichirinku. Vichirinku sounds like vichirinku. English. Invite/invite Russian. Priglashat. Priglashat/priglashat. The next word is last. The word last in English can be translated into Russian in a few different ways, depending on the context. Here are a few examples. 1. As an adjective. Sentence. The. Последний train left the station at midnight. Meaning, the final train departed at midnight. Breakdown. Последний means last and functions as an adjective. This is the most common way to translate last in this context. It is a masculine singular adjective, but its form changes depending on the gender and number of the noun it modifies. Поезд. Поезд means train. Уехал. Уехал means left, past tense, masculine singular. Станция. Станция means station. В полночь. В полночь means at midnight. 2. As an adverb. Sentence. He. Последний arrived at the party. Meaning, he was the last one to arrive at the party. Breakdown. Последний functions as an adverb in this case. Пришел. Пришел means arrived, past tense, masculine singular. На вечеринку. На вечеринку means to the party. 3. To indicate the most recent action. Sentence. I. Последний saw him yesterday. Meaning, the most recent time I saw him was yesterday. Breakdown. Последний functions as an adverb in this case, indicating the most recent action. Видел. Romantic style means saw, past tense, masculine singular. Его. Его means him. Вчера. Вчера means yesterday. Note. Last has several variations in Russian, depending on the grammatical context. These include. Последний. Последний. Последняя. Последняя. Последние. Последние and последние. Последние. The choice of variation depends on the gender and number of the noun it modifies. The pronunciation of последний. Последний is similar to the English pronunciation of последний with a soft D sound at the end. English. Last Russian. Последний. Последний. The next word is mix. Hash hash. Смешайте. Все. Ингредиенты. Вместе. Breakdown. Смешайте. Смешайте. Imperative verb, second person plural, you all. It means mix. This is the command form of the verb, telling someone to mix something. Все. Vsye, pronoun meaning all or everything. Ingredienty. Ingredienti, noun, plural, meaning ingredients. Вместе. Вместе, adverb meaning together. Translation. Mix all the ingredients together. Key concepts. Imperative verbs. Commands. Telling someone to do something. Pronouns. Words that replace nouns, like I, you, he, she, it, we, they, and all. Plural forms. Nouns that represent more than one item. Variations. Smishuvat. Smishuvat, infinitive verb, meaning to mix. Smishal. Smishal, past tense, masculine singular, meaning mixed. Smishala. Smishala, past tense, feminine singular, meaning mixed. Pronunciation notes. Yeah. E. This sound is like the E in bed or pen. E. E. This sound is like the E in sea or tree. I. This sound is like the I in bit or sit. English translation. Mix slash all slash ingredients slash together. The next word is element. This sentence uses the word element. Element, which means element in English. It is a masculine noun and can be used in a variety of contexts, like in chemistry, literature, or even just in everyday speech. The sentence. Этот элемент важен для понимания текста. Этот элемент важен для понимания текста. Breakdown. Этот. Этот, this, masculine nominative singular. Элемент. Элемент, element, masculine nominative singular. Важен. Важен, important, masculine nominative singular. Для. Для, for. Понимание. Понимание, understanding, genitive singular. Текста. Текста, text, genitive singular. Meaning. This element is important for understanding the text. Variations. Элементы. Элементы, elements, plural. Элементарные. Элементарны, elementary, adjective. Элементарно. Элементарно, elementary, adverb. English slash Russian translations. Element. Элемент. Элемент. The next word is effective. The word, effective, can be translated into Russian as эффективный. Эффективный. Here is a sentence using the word. Эта стратегия оказалась очень эффективной. This sentence translates to. This strategy proved to be very effective. Let's break down the sentence. Эта. Эта, this, feminine, singular nominative case. Стратегия. Стратегия, strategy, feminine, singular nominative case. Оказалось. Оказалось, turned out to be, past tense, feminine, singular. Очень. Ocean, very. Эффективной. Эффективной, effective, feminine, singular instrumental case. Key concepts. Gender. In Russian, nouns have gender, which impacts the agreement of adjectives and other words. Strategy is feminine, so the adjective, effective, and the past tense verb ending must agree. Case. Russian nouns and adjectives change form depending on their grammatical function in the sentence. In this sentence, strategy is the subject, nominative case, while effective modifies strategy and is in the instrumental case. Pronunciation. Это. Это, emphasize the first syllable. Стратегия. Стратегия, stress the third syllable. Оказалось. Оказалось, stress the third syllable. Очень. Очень, stress the first syllable. Эффективной. Эффективной, stress the second syllable. Word and pronunciation. effective. Effectively. Effectively, strategy. Strategia. Strategia. The next word is correct. The word correct in Russian is pravilnyy. Pravilnyy. The sentence could be Этот ответ правильный. Этот ответ правильный. Breakdown. Этот. Этот, this, masculine nominative singular. Ответ. Ответ, answer, masculine nominative singular. Правильный. Правильный, correct, masculine nominative singular. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Russian, adjectives agree in gender, number, and case with the noun they modify. Nominative case. The nominative case is used for the subject of the sentence. Singular. The sentence uses the singular form of the adjective. Variations of Pravilnyy. 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 Correct, feminine nominative singular. Pravilnyy. Pravilnoy, correct, neuter nominative singular. Pravilnyy. Pravilnyy, correct, plural. Pronunciation. Pravilnyy. Pravilnyy, the stress is on the second syllable. Translation. Pravilnyy. Pravilnyy, correct. Этот ответ правильный. Этот ответ правильный, this answer is correct. The next word is medical. The Russian sentence is Я изучаю медицинский английский. Breakdown. Я изучаю. I said U-C-H-R-Y-U, I am studying M-E-B-I-T-S-A-N-S-K-I-K-A-T-K-O-Y. Medicinsky. Medicinsky, medical I-N-G-L-I-K-A-T-K-O-Y-S-K-I-K-A-T-K-O-Y. Anglisky. Anglisky, English. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb, to study. Izuchat. Izuchat. This verb is irregular, and the ending changes depending on the subject and tense. Key concepts. Gender. In Russian, adjectives like medical. Medicinsky. Medicinsky, change their ending to agree with the noun they describe. In this sentence, the noun, English. Anglisky. Anglisky is masculine. Pronunciation. Medical. Medicinsky. Medicinsky is pronounced with a stress on the third syllable, Medicinsky. Translation. I am studying medical English. English pronunciation. Medical, medical English, English. The next word is admit. Hash hash. Он признал свою вину. Breakdown. Он. He. Pronoun, masculine, nominative case. On. Like, own. Признал. Admitted, verb, past tense, masculine singular. Признал. Like, признал. Свою. His, possessive pronoun, feminine, accusative case. Свою. Like, свою. Вину. Guilt, noun, feminine, accusative case. Vinu. Like, Roman 6 nu. Meaning, he admitted his guilt. Key concepts. Cases, Russian nouns, and pronouns change form depending on their function in a sentence. Here, the noun. Vinu. Guilt is in the accusative case because it is the direct object of the verb. Признал. Admitted. Gender. In Russian, nouns have gender. Вина. Guilt is feminine, so the possessive pronoun svoje. His also needs to be feminine tense. The verb priznar is in the past tense, which indicates that the action of admitting guilt happened in the past. Variations: priznatsya, to admit; priznatsya, like priznatsya, this is the infinitive form of the verb; priznanie, admission; priznanie, like priznanie, this is the noun form of the verb. English-Russian translation: admit, priznavat, priznavat, like priznavat. The next word is beat. The word beat in English can be used as a verb or a noun, meaning to strike repeatedly or a regular pulsation, respectively. In the following sentence, we use the verb to beat. This translates to the heart beat strongly in the chest. The Russian word bios, bilos, is in the past tense and is the neuter gender form of the verb beat. Beat, which means to beat. Note that the Russian word for heart, сердце, сердце, is neuter gender. This means that we use the neuter gender form of the verb to beat. Bios, bilos. In this sentence, the word сильно, сильно, strongly, is an adverb modifying the verb bios, bilos. It is used to describe the intensity of the beating. The preposition v in is used to show the location of the beating. The word грудь, груди, chest, is in the nominative case because it is the object of the preposition v. The sentence uses the past tense, which is indicated by the ending los, los, of the verb bios, bilos. This indicates that the beating happened in the past. Here are some other ways the word beat can be translated into Russian. To beat, as a verb. Beat. Beat. Победить. Победить. To defeat, to win. Beat, as a noun. Удар. Удар, blow, strike. Remember to practice the pronunciation of these Russian words to improve your fluency. The next word is telephone. The Russian sentence is Я позвонил по телефону. Breakdown. Я. This is the subject pronoun, meaning I. It is pronounced like Я. Позвонил. This is the past tense verb, to call. It is pronounced like позвонил. Note the stress on the first syllable. You can use the word звонить to express, to call, as well, but it's in the infinitive form. По. This is a preposition meaning by. It is pronounced like па. This is often used to show how something is done. Телефону. This is the dative case of the word телефон, meaning telephone. The dative case is used to show the indirect object of the verb, and indicates that the telephone is the means of communication. It is pronounced like телефону. English translation: I called by telephone. Key concepts. Pronoun cases. Russian has six cases for nouns and pronouns, each indicating a different grammatical function. The dative case is used to show the indirect object of a verb. Verb tenses. Russian verbs have different forms depending on the tense. The past tense is used to describe an action that happened in the past. Prepositions. Prepositions are words that show the relationship between a noun or pronoun and another word in the sentence. Variations. ARS VON IPO TELEFONU. I was calling by telephone, the imperfective form of the verb. ZVONIT. ON PAS VON IPO TELEFONU. He called by telephone. ANA PAS VON IPO TELEFONU. She called by telephone. Pronunciation. Ya. Pazvanil. Pazvanil. Po. Pa. Telefonu. Telefonu. English translation. Telephone. 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 The next word is copy. The word copy in Russian is copier. Pronounced copia, and it's a noun. This sentence demonstrates its use. У меня есть копия этой книги. У меня есть копия этой книги. Breakdown. U. This is a preposition meaning at, by, with, or near, and it's used here to show possession. Меня. Меня. This is a pronoun meaning me. It's the object of the preposition. U. Which is similar to saying with me. Ест. Ест. This is the verb, to be, in the present tense, similar to, there is, or, there are. Копия. Копия. This is the noun, copy, and it's the subject of the sentence. Этой. Этой. This is a possessive adjective, this. It modifies the noun. Книги. Meaning, this book. Книги. This is the noun, book, and it's the object of the preposition. Этой. This sentence means, I have a copy of this book. Variations. The plural of копия is копии. Pronounced копии. You can also use копия as a verb, meaning, to copy. For example, я копирую эту картину. Pronounced, я копирую эту картину, meaning, I am copying this picture. Pronunciation tips. Ка. К, like in, cat. О. О, like in, go. Пе. П, like in, pen. E, like in, see. Ya. Ya, like in, yard. Ye. Ye, like in, yes. English. Copy, copy, Russian. Копия. Копия. The next word is committee. The word, committee, in Russian is комиссия. Комиссия. It's a noun, meaning a group of people who are assigned a specific task, often to investigate or make recommendations. Sentence. Комиссия по вопросам образования провела заседание, на котором обсуждались изменения в учебной программе. Комиссия по вопросам образования провела заседание, на котором обсуждались изменения в учебной программе. Breakdown. Комиссия. Комиссия, committee pronunciation. Комиссия note. The stress is on the second syllable. По вопросам образования. По вопросам образования, on educational matters. По. По, on, about, regarding. Вопросам. Вопросам, questions, issues. Образование. Образование, education. Правила. Правила, held, conducted verb in the past tense, feminine singular form. Zasidanie. Masculine, meeting, session. Nerkatorum. Narkatorum, at which, on which. Ner. Na, on, at, in. Katorum. Katorum, which, masculine singular. Absurdaris. Obsurdalis, were discussed past tense, plural form of the verb. Absurdat. Obsurdat, to discuss. Ismenenia. Ismenenia, changes. V. In. Uchibnoi programmi. Uchibnoi program, curriculum. Translation. The Committee on Educational Matters held a meeting to discuss changes to the curriculum. Key concepts. The Russian word for committee is a noun that is gendered, feminine in this case. The word committee is often translated as комиссия. Комиссия, but can also be translated as совет. Совет, or комитет. Комитет, depending on the context. Variations. Комиссия. Комиссия is often used for official, professional committees. Совет. Совет can be used for more informal committees or groups. Комитет. Комитет is also used for official committees and is often used in political contexts. Example sentences. Члены комиссии были выбраны путем голосования. Члены комиссии были выбраны путем голосования. The members of the committee were chosen by voting. Совет по вопросам охраны окружающей среды принял решение о запрете на использование пестицидов. Совет по вопросам охраны окружающей среды принял решение о запрете на использование пестицидов. The Environmental Committee decided to ban the use of pesticides. Pronunciation Guide. Com. Com, com. I.E. Sia. Sia, Sia. The next word is child. The Russian word for child is Ribionok. Ribionok. Here is a sentence. Маленький ребенок играет в саду. Маленький ребенок играет в саду. This sentence means, the little child is playing in the garden. Breakdown. Маленький. Маленький. Little, or small, this is an adjective modifying the noun, child. The ending changes depending on the gender and number of the noun. Ребенок. Ребенок. Child, this is a noun. Играет. Играет. Is playing, this is the present tense of the verb, to play. Играет. Играет. We. In, this is a preposition. Sadu. Sadu. Garden, this is a noun in the prepositional case. Important points. In Russian, nouns have different endings depending on their grammatical case, nominative, accusative, genitive, dative, instrumental, prepositional. In this sentence, child is in the nominative case, and garden is in the prepositional case. The adjective, little. Маленький. Маленький. Agrees in gender and number with the noun it modifies. In this case, the noun, child, is masculine and singular, so the adjective also takes the masculine singular form. Pronunciation. Ребенок. Ребенок. The stress is on the second syllable, and the O sounds like the O in hot. Играет. Играет. The stress is on the second syllable, and the sounds like the in father. Sadhu. Sadhu. The stress is on the second syllable, and the u sounds like the u in moon. Translation. Child. Ribbonok. Ribbonok. Little. Malinky. Malinky. Playing. Играет. Играет. In. The. Garden. Sadhu. Sadhu. The next word is aware. The Russian word for aware is осведомленный. Осведомленный, which is an adjective that means informed or having knowledge of something. Here is a sentence using the word я осведомлен. Я осведомлен о том, что теперь переезжаю на вторую. Breakdown. Я. Я is the subject pronoun meaning I. Осведомлен. Осведомлен is the masculine past participle of the verb. Осведомлять. Осведомлять, which means to inform. It means informed or aware. It is used as a predicate adjective in this sentence, describing the subject I. Otom. Chto, o tom, chto, means, about the fact that, or, about the thing that. Teyeru. Tu. Tai, is the subject pronoun meaning, you. Periyedeyeshayeri. Priyish. Priyides, is the future tense of the verb. Priyichat. Priyihat, meaning, to arrive, or, to come. The full meaning of the sentence is, I am aware that you will arrive tomorrow. Here are some variations of the adjective. Осведомленный. Осведомленный. Feminine. Осведомленный. Осведомленные, plural. Осведомленные. Осведомленный. English. Aware, aware Russian. Осведомленный. Осведомленный. Pronunciation. Осведомленный. Осведомленный. The next word is advice. Совет. Не. Ничего. Не. Помог. Breakdown. Совет. Совет, advice. It is a masculine noun. Мне. Мне, to me, a dative case pronoun. Ничего. Ничего, nothing, it is an indeclinable noun meaning nothing, and is always used in the nominative case. Мне. Ни, not, a negative particle that negates the verb. Помог. Помог, helped, the masculine past tense form of the verb. Помогать. Помогать, to help. Meaning. The advice did not help me at all. Key concepts. Masculine gender nouns. In Russian, nouns are classified by gender. The noun. Совет. Is masculine, so the past tense form of the verb. Помогать. To help, has to agree with it in gender and number. Dative case. The dative case is used to show to whom or for whom an action is performed. Here, мне is in the dative case because the advice is given to me. Negative particle. Мне is used to negate verbs. Past tense verb conjugation. Russian verbs have different forms for different tenses and genders. Here, помог is the masculine past tense form of the verb. Помогать. Translation. Advice. Совет. Совает, to me. Мне. Am I, nothing. Ничего. Ничего, not. Не. I helped. Помог. Помог. The next word is handle. The word handle in English can have many meanings. In Russian, the word ручка, pronounced ruchka, is often used to mean handle, as in the handle of a door or a suitcase. Here is an example sentence. Я взял хай ручку. /hi. Breakdown. Я. Pronounced я, I. Взял. Pronounced vile, took, past tense, masculine singular. Ручку. Pronounced ruchka, handle. Двери. Pronounced двери, door, genitive case. И. Pronounced I, and. Открыл. Pronounced открыл, opened, past tense, masculine singular. Я. Pronounced EO, it, referring to the door. Translation. I took the door handle and opened it. Variations of ручка. Ruchka. Ruchka. Can also mean pen or writing implement. Ruchka. Can also be used as a diminutive form of the word рука. Pronounced рука, which means hand. Key concepts. The word ручка is a feminine noun. The noun ручка is in the accusative case in the sentence because it is the direct object of the verb взял. Взял. The word двери. Двери is in the genitive case because it is the object of the preposition is. Is, which means from. Although not in this sentence, the preposition is often used in relation to handles. For example, ручка из дерева. Pronounced ручка из дерева, meaning handle of wood. Pronunciation. Ручка. Pronounced ручка, handle. Двери. Pronounced двери, door. English/Russian translation. Handle. Ручка. Ruchka. The next word is glass. The word glass in Russian is стекло. Стекло. It is pronounced стекло. The e sounds like the e in bed. The k is a hard k sound, and the l is pronounced with a soft l sound. The O is like the O in go. Here is an example of how you can use the word in a sentence. Я люблю пить воду из стеклянного стакана. This sentence translates to I like to drink water from a glass cup. Breakdown. Я. Я, I, this is the nominative case of the personal pronoun I. Pronunciation is я. Люблю. Люблю, I love/like, this is the present tense of the verb любить, любит, to love/like. Pronunciation is люблю. Пит. Пит, to drink, this is the infinitive form of the verb пить, пит. Pronunciation is пить. Воду. Воду, water, this is the accusative case of the noun вода, вода, water. Pronunciation is воду. Is, from, this is a preposition that indicates origin. Pronunciation is. Стеклянного. Стеклянного, glass, this is the genitive case of the adjective стеклянный, краткое, стеклянный, glass. Pronunciation is эстеклянного. stakana. Stakana, cup. This is the genitive case of the noun stakan, stakan, cup. Pronunciation is stakana. Key concept. The use of the genitive case. Stiklanova. And stakana. After the preposition is, is important to understand. The genitive case is used to show possession or belonging. In this case, it is indicating the water is from the glass cup. Variations. The word glass can also be used as a noun, referring to a drinking glass itself. For example, у меня есть два стеклянных стакана. I have two glass cups. The adjective form is стеклянный. Стеклянный, meaning glass. There are many other variations, but these are the most common. Translation of words. Стекло. Glass. Стеклянный. Glass, adjective. Стакан. Cup. Pronunciation guide. S. T. T. Yeah. E. Like, E. In bed. K. K. Hard, K. L. L. Soft, L. O. O. Like, O. In go. N. N. G. G. A. Like, in, father. Ikratkai. Why? Yeah. V. The next word is trial. The word, trial, in English can translate to several different Russian words depending on the context. In this example, we will use the Russian word. Suit. Slash sued slash, which means court or trial, and is used to refer to a legal proceeding. The sentence will be in the past tense. Suit. Slash sued slash, court, trial, masculine noun, pronounced like sued. Not. Slash nad slash, over, above, preposition, pronounced like nod. Nim. Slash nim slash, him, it, pronoun, pronounced like, neem. Prashol. Slash prashol slash, past, went by, took place, verb, past tense, masculine singular, pronounced like, prashol. Uspeshna. Slash uspeshna slash, successfully, adverb, pronounced like, uspeshna. Example sentence. Суд над ним прошел успешно. Slash sued над ним прошел успешно slash English translation. The trial against him was successful. Key concept. The Russian language uses different grammatical cases for nouns and pronouns depending on their role in the sentence. In this example, ним. Slash nim slash is in the instrumental case, because it is the object of the preposition. Not. Slash ad slash. Helpful hints on pronunciation. Remember that the letter S is pronounced like an S in English. The letter D is pronounced like a D in English. Sha sounds like SH. The stress in Russian words is usually marked with an accent. The pronunciation of the word not slash nad slash is similar to the English word nod. Word breakdown and translation. Suit. Slash sued slash, court, trial. Not slash nad slash, over, above. Nim. Slash nim slash, him, it. Прошел. Slash прошел slash, past, went by, took place. Успешно. Slash успешно slash, successfully. The next word is stress. Hash hash. Stress. Stress. Является. Is. Частой. Common. Проблемой. Problem. В. In. Современном. Modern. Мире. World. This sentence means, stress is a common problem in the modern world. Breakdown. Stress. Stress. Pronounced like, stress, in English. Является. Is. This is the present tense form of the verb, to be, in the third person singular, and it's a very common word. It's pronounced similarly to, является. Частой. Common. Pronounced like, частой, it's an adjective meaning, common, or, frequent. Проблемой. Problem. Pronounced like, проблемой, it's a noun meaning, problem. In. Pronounced, V, it's a preposition meaning, in. Современном. Modern. Pronounced, современном, it's an adjective meaning, modern, or, contemporary. Мире. World. Pronounced, мире, it's a noun meaning, world. Key concepts. Gender agreement. Notice how the adjective. Частой. Common, agrees in gender with the noun. Проблемой. Problem. In Russian, adjectives change their endings to agree with the noun they modify. Word order. Russian word order can be more flexible than English. We could also say. В современном мире стрессе является частой проблемой. The meaning remains the same, but the emphasis changes slightly. Variations. You could use different forms of the verb. Быть. To be, to describe stress. For example. Стресс был. Стресс was a problem, or. Стресс может быть. Stress can be a problem. To talk about specific types of stress, you can use different nouns like. Работа. Work, or. Finance. Finances. For example. Финансовый стресс. Financial stress is a serious problem. Translation. Стресс. Стресс, стресс. Является. Is. Частой. Common, common. Проблемой. Problem, problem. In. Современном. Modern, modern. Мире. World, world. The next word is radio. The Russian sentences. Я слушаю радио по дороге на работу. Breakdown. Я, I, this is the pronoun for I in the nominative case, which is used when the pronoun is the subject of the sentence. Слушаю. Слушаю. Слушаю, I listen, this is the present tense, first person singular form of the verb. Слушать. Слушать, meaning, to listen. Радио. Радио. Радио, радио, this is a neuter noun, meaning it's neither masculine nor feminine, and in the accusative case. You can also use this word in the nominative case. Радио. Радио, which would mean, the radio, as a specific object. ПО. ПО. ПА, along, by, this is a preposition used to indicate movement, or location, here meaning, by, the way. Дороге. Дороги. Дороги, road, way, this is a feminine noun in the dative case, used with the preposition. По. НА. НА. НА, to, onto, this is a preposition meaning, to, or, onto, here indicating the destination. РАБОТУ. РАБОТУ. Bravo to work. This is a feminine noun in the accusative case. The word работа. Работа, meaning work, is a common word in the Russian language and can be used as a noun or verb. Period. This marks the end of the sentence. Translation. I listen to the radio on the way to work. Key concepts. Cases. Russian nouns and pronouns change their form depending on their function in the sentence. This is known as case. The most common cases are nominative, subject, accusative, direct object, and dative, indirect object. The accusative case is used for the direct object of a transitive verb, while the dative case is used for the indirect object. Gender. In Russian, nouns have gender. It is important to learn the gender of each noun as it affects the form of adjectives, pronouns, and other words that modify it. Prepositions. Prepositions are words that show the relationship between a noun or pronoun and another word in the sentence. They often require specific cases for the noun or pronoun that follows them. Verb conjugation. Verbs in Russian are conjugated, meaning their form changes depending on the person, number, and tense. Pronunciation notes. The or in the orgy is pronounced like the o in hot, and the e at the end is silent. The u at the end of sushayu is pronounced like the u in food, but much shorter. Word and pronunciation translation. Radio. 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 The next word is administration. The Russian word for administration is administratsiya. Pronounced administratsiya. It is a feminine noun and is declined like the word machina, machine. Here is an example sentence. Administratsiya Universiteta объявила о новых правилах посещения библиотеки. Администрация. Administration, this is the nominative case, and it is the subject of the sentence. Университета. Of the university, this is the genitive case, and modifies the noun. Администрация. Объявила. Announced, this is the past tense of the verb. Объявить. To announce. It is in the feminine singular form, agreeing with the subject. Администрация. Or. About, this is a preposition. Новых. New, this is the plural form of the adjective. Новый. New, and modifies the noun. Правилах. Правилах. Rules, this is the prepositional case of the noun. Правила. Rule. It is used after the preposition. Or. Посещение. Visiting, this is the genitive case of the noun. Посещение. Visiting, and modifies the noun. Правилах. Библиотеки. Library, this is the genitive case of the noun. Библиотека. Library, and modifies the noun. Посещение. English translation. The university administration announced new rules for visiting the library. Key concept. The noun. Администрация. Is a feminine noun, and is declined like the word. Машина. Machine. The genitive case is used to show possession, or to modify a noun. The past tense of verbs in Russian can be tricky, because it changes depending on the gender of the subject. Pronunciation. Administrация. Administrация. Университета. Университета. Объявила. Объявила. Or. Are. Nowych. Nowych. Prawych. Prawilach. Posiedzenie. Posiedzenie. Biblioteki. Biblioteki. English. Administration. Administracja. Administracja. English. University. Uniwersytet. Uniwersytet. English. Announced. Objawiła. Objawiła. English. New. Nowy. Nowy. English. Rules. Prawila. Prawila. English. Visiting. Posiedzenie. Posiedzenie. English. Library. Biblioteka. Biblioteka.